This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Banking, like virtually everything, has been changed by technology over the last generation. With many people banking on their phones or online, financial institutions are thinking about their brick-and-mortar locations differently. We hear about one specific example from Birmingham in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Birmingham-based Regions recently opened a new concept branch at its downtown headquarters. And what's there? How's it different?
Well, it's different in a lot of ways. And this is kind of a progression of what Regions and other banks have been doing in recent years, kind of thinking about the long-term future of the bank branch and what really makes sense in the digital age. So this latest concept branch in their headquarters location, what you're going to see is universal tellers. You're going to see you're not going to walk in and find the traditional kind of setup where you see, oh, those are the tellers and here are the loan officers. They're going to have universal tellers where any person in there could help you cash a check. They could help you open a new checking account, or they could also help you with a loan or a home equity line of credit or a mortgage. So you're seeing this kind of model where they have probably fewer people overall, but everybody can help you with everything in that particular branch.
Well, give us a sense of the thinking behind these changes. Why are banks going this route?
Well, really, based on consumer trends and consumer feedback, really. I mean, you're looking at a situation where so many people, particularly in my generation and younger, they're not using traditional bank branches. They'll take a picture of their check and deposit it on their phone. So you're seeing less of a overall need for that those type of smaller transactions, but there still is a need. So it's more of a matter of cross-training your people and really kind of thinking about how does technology fit into the branch as well. So if you go to this particular concept branch, you're going to see the ability to do kind of video banking where you might talk with somebody over video. Other banks in town have rolled out these virtual ATMs and these virtual branches where you can do transactions, but there's nobody there. You're talking via video with folks. So you're seeing a lot of that type of ways to integrate technology. Also, you're also seeing the number of bank branches dwindling.
You mentioned perhaps fewer employees, fewer bank branches. What may this do to employment? I'm thinking about industrial sectors where we've seen automation displace workers. Is the same sort of thing going to happen in banking?
You've already seen on a whole, not speaking specifically about Regions, but I think on a whole, you've definitely seen that across the banking industry just because more banks, you've seen BVA Compass, for instance, locally invest a lot of money in technology in a lot of ways to make doing transactions easier for consumers who are using technology. On the flip side of that, you're also seeing consumers use bank branches less. That's going to put more old bank branch locations across the country and here in Birmingham on the market. That's been kind of compounded here locally because we've had so many mergers. So not only are individual banks thinking, I probably need fewer branches today than I had 10 years ago, but also when you have these mergers and two banks combined and they have a branch right across the street from each other, they're probably going to close one of those branches pretty quickly. So I think we've seen that kind of doubly here in Birmingham, and I think you're going to see that more in the future, especially as bank merger and acquisition activity heats up.
Well, also, the Birmingham residential real estate market finished 2016 in a strong position with some pockets absolutely on fire. So far in the first few months of 2017, the market is, well, Ty, what do you hear from realtors?
It's still extremely strong, and it really stems from one big trend, and that is just a low lack of inventory. If you look at supply, it's been notably depressed for really the past couple years, and that's leading to surging sales and surging prices. I think prices right now are at their highest point in at least 16 or 17 years here in Metro Birmingham, really as far as data goes back. Sales been kind of solid and just strong for several years in a row now, and I think that's really because of that low supply, but also because there's some kind of pockets here in Birmingham that have just really, really high demand.
Well, with regard to those pockets, talk to folks who live there or buy or selling homes in there, and you hear stories of just astronomical prices. I mean, how long can this last?
That's really going to stem from the inventory question to a great deal, but also what's happening with the overall U.S. economy. As long as that inventory stays low, and I don't think we're going to see just a surge of new homes going on the market, with the exception of maybe some places where prices just get so high that people are like, we got to cash in on this right now. I don't think you're seeing signs, at least not in the stats, of showing that inventory getting greatly increased right now. I think it's going to depend a lot on interest rates and whether that maybe spurs some people who are kind of on the fence about whether to buy or sell. Realtors have told us that. That's an issue they're watching, kind of what the Fed does. But overall, the big driver right now is just that inventory.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.